This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Voting has begun today in Zimbabwe's parliamentary elections, a vote described by international observers as a sham. Many analysts are forecasting a wide margin of victory in the official results for President Robert Mugabe's party, which has been in power for decades. However, the opposition leader, Morgan Tsvangirai of the Movement for Democratic Change, hopes to dominate the contest as he did in a surprise upset in parliamentary elections in 2000. So President Mugabe, defending himself, staged his last rally in the opposition's stronghold in the capital, Harare, vowing to take it back and take the majority of parliamentary seats at stake. NPR's Charlene Hunter-Galt was there.
To his constituents, Mugabe declared victory in Shona, the language of Zimbabwe's majority.
ZANU-PF winner!
But the wily leader also wanted to be sure the assembled international media got it, too.
It must be a V-Day, Victory Day. We have never been losers because we depend on the people. Those of them who want to be part of other people in Europe, well, I hope those other parties in Europe will watch and see what happens.
Mugabe has campaigned harder against Prime Minister Tony Blair, leader of Zimbabwe's former colonial power Britain, than he has against his local opponent, Morgan Tsvangirai. Mugabe says he's a stooge of Blair and other white interests. Mugabe blames the British for Zimbabwe's political and economic crises that have left the country in shambles. The European Union and others have argued this election isn't going to be free and fair.
And already they have compiled why the elections will not be free and fair. Well, our people will vote freely tomorrow.
Mugabe told the crowd of several hundred supporters in Harare that his party has no plans for a government of national unity. Later, he told NPR,
and the MDC needn't fear that we are going, you know, to take any untoward action towards it.
He then added,
losers must accept being losers.
I asked Mugabe what kind of relations he expected with the United States, which has called Zimbabwe an outpost of tyranny.
How should they look at your victory?
Well,
if you trounce the opposition, what do you
tyranny,
want?
I should start by cutting off your head.
Please don't.
I can't do that. I'm not made like that.
Mugabe says he has no quarrel with the United States and hopes for more positive relations.
Britain has caused the United States to align with it because Britain has aligned with the United States vis-a-vis Iraq. And Bush must now be seen also to do something for good partner Tony Blair in regard to Zimbabwe. Now, is that fair to us? Must we be sacrificed on that altar?
Finally, I asked the 81-year-old president, who has held office for the past 25 years, if he planned to remain in office until his term ends in 3 years.
Yes, I'm here to do another 3 years.
Charlene Hunter-Galt, NPR News, Harare, Zimbabwe.